Halacha Pidyon HaBen is you need Peter Rechem. It has to be the first one from the mother. And there are halachas of if the father is a Kohen or Levi, if the mother is, so then you're exempt from Pidyon HaBen, the different halachas. However, that's the way we pass it, it's Peter Rechem. So in other words, if a woman has a baby, then she gets divorced and marries someone else, so the next baby will not be Peter Rechem. However, I know someone who got married, it was his wife's first baby, Peter Rechem, and then he got divorced, and he married a different woman, if it's yet two Pidyon HaBen. So it's a din toli in the mommy, not the daddy. So the question is why? Because the question is from Rabbi Akiva Eger and other Achronim, that why do we do Pidyon HaBen? Because what happened on the night of Makas Bechoros. However, we know we have a tradition, it was both Bechor Min Ha'Aim u Bechor Min Ha'Av. The firstborn, whether from the mother or father, were killed. Of the Egyptians. So why, if Pidyon HaBen is based on what happened in Makas Bechoros, then what kind of halacha Peter Rechem? Why is it limited to the males? So Rabbi Kivik Eger says as follows. He says there's an apparent contradiction. Because in the Haggadah, we say, Ani Hashem, in fact, that's what some point out. Chasam Sofer, based on this Rabbi Akiva, based on this, when it says in the Haggadah, that there's no shlichus by Pidyon HaBen. The Ramah quotes from the Rivash. The Ramah quotes from the Rivash that there's no shlichus by Pidyon HaBen, and the Chasam Sofer says because it's based on what happened at Makas Bechoros. That since HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it directly, so therefore, we can't send the shliach. So we see that, and in fact, that's what some say on a less serious issue, but a minhag of saying Shalom Aleichem, many say many don't have a minhag to sing Shalom Aleichem Leil Pesach. Why not? So some say based on this, even if you would say it on Yantif Shechol B'Shabbos, but now you wouldn't because it's Ani Hashem B'lo Malach. So, we see on one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Egyptians directly. On the other hand, we have a pasuk in the Torah, Lo Yitein HaMashchis, that God didn't give the power of the Mashchis to do different things. So what is that? He limited what the Mashchis could do. So the question is, which one was it? From this pasuk, it's Mashma, the Malach HaMavis went ahead and killed the Egyptians. And from the Haggadah, it's Mashman the Malach Hashem. So Rabbi Akiva Eger gives a famous answer, a beautiful answer. He says it depends. Are we talking about Bechor Min Ha'Av or Bechor Min Ha'Aim? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, Bechor Min Ha'Av, that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodo Li'atzmo. And Bechor Min Ha'Aim, it was the Mashchis. Why, what's that? Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can know if you're Bechor Min Ha'Av, how do you know who the father is? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who the daddy is. But a mother, I mean, you just have to see who pops out of the womb. The child that comes out of the womb, and or you don't see it, someone else does. So therefore, everyone can know it's the mother. There's no chiddush to tell them. That's why some point out, that's why when we say a Misha Berach for a Chola, we do it ben the mother's name, because the father is only a chazakah, but the mother we know about Torah is vaday. That's why we want to make sure we have the right person. Therefore, we go ahead and do the Misha Berach for a chola and someone sick. We do the mother's name. So, if this is true, if Rabbi Akiva Eger is correct, so what does it come out? So if God did the killing of Bechor Min Ha'Av, So, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yosher. And therefore, God only killing the people who deserve it. So he knows who to pick. If God's taking the Bechor Min Ha'av, so everything, God knows anything he has to know. So when God's in charge directly, he'll take care of business. So therefore, only the people who deserve to be killed should have been killed. And therefore, the Bechor Min Ha'av, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of. However, Bechor Min Ha'aim, you don't need HaKadosh Baruch with that. So therefore, the Mashkes, So the Malach, the Mashkes only killed Bechor Min Ha'aim, the Bechor of the Egyptians and not the Jews. So therefore, what's the difference? So when it comes to God not killing the Bechor, the Jews, so why would he? They're innocent. But we have a principle by a Mashkes, that a Mashkes ain't a Mavchem mit Tzadik or Rasha. Once God sends out a Mashkes, it's indiscriminate punishment. So the nace was that on Be'al Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that the Mashkes only killed the firstborn of the Egyptians, and not of the Jews, and according to Rabbi Akiva, only the firstborn of the women. But that was the nace also, because they're usually Eino Mavchen. So therefore, that's the reason why Rabbi Akiva says, the reason why the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen is limited to Peter Rechem. But Bechor Min Ha'av, Bechor Min Ha'av were both killed. Yeah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed Bechor Min Ha'av, so it's no nace that the Jews weren't killed. But only that the Mashkes usually doesn't discriminate between the innocent and guilty. So the nace happened, he only killed the Egyptians and not the Yidin, and hence it's only the Halacha of Pidyon HaBen is only on Peter Rechem, because they have to be thankful that the Mashkes only killed the firstborn Egyptians and not the firstborn men, and that's why it applies only to Peter Rechem and not the firstborn Min Ha'av.